Show me your underpants.
No.
Wow.
Yo, what the
West,
dude?
Hey.
What the hell? The hell's even up?
Dude.
Chilling, man. Dude.
Nothing. Dude, did you see Spud?
He's looking yoked, bro.
No, I mean.
Oh, his fucking face? His
face and arm and shit?
Yeah, he fell, dude. He fucking busted his face up. what do you want from the guy?
Looks nuts, dude. He came in wounded yesterday. They did
Stuff Island
last night.
Yeah, he glued his face together.
Yeah.
He split his face in the middle of the night and it's glued it together, went back to bed.
Glued it and put a neon bandage on his face. <know. laughs> His arm's just mangled.
He ate it, dude.
He just says he slipped.
Any of us can fall like that.
I don't think, dude.
Any of us can fucking eat it like that. He took a Biden tumble.
Yeah, he said middle of the night, he got up and his socks hit the fucking hardwood floor. And he fell forward.
Do you think he was taking care of business?
I don't know what he was doing. I think that looked like a brewski tumble to me.
It did look like a brewski.
But apparently he didn't include that there was brewskis involved.
No brewskis. Yeah, I didn't ask. I was a gentleman about it.
I didn't ask either. But that's definitely a brewski fault. You can't just walk to the kitchen and shatter your face and arm.
There's usually a chipped tooth involved as well. Yeah. But no, he explained it to me that he had something with his hands and he like just fully swan dives right into the fucking floor.
I mean, I get it. If it's pitch black.
Yeah, true.
Falling must be crazy.
He fell through the void, dude.
Yeah.
He felt the fucking grunt.
I'm trying to think of the last time I fell, because it is funny.
Last time I ate
falling
it.
Down is funny as hell.
I haven't eaten it. I can't think of the last time I fully. Oh, dude, I fucking ate it. I ate it recently.
I remember the last time I fell. Hold on, I was hammered at JFK. And I fell in the bathroom.
No. You took a brewski tumble?
I took a brewski tumble at JFK, dude. Oh, look. It gets worse. I took a brewski tumble upon arrival. I went to Buffalo Wild Wings at arrival and got hammered. Me and O'Connor were like arguing. Me and O'Connor got shit-faced.
Wait, you were arriving at the airport?
At a Buffalo Wild Wings in JFK.
You couldn't
upon
wait?
Upon arrival.
What the hell?
I think there was some NBA on.
Let's just
catch the fourth quarter and then we'll go home.
I see.
Had a couple of brewskis, started arguing. I think I was mid-argument with him, and then I went to the bathroom, and he was walking in as I was still laying on the ground. And I was like, this doesn't change anything, dude. You're still wrong. It ends the argument of me. If you slip at the bathroom at JFK, your life is meaningless. Dude.
You're over.
You're the biggest loser.
I'm surprised you could get up. Lesser men would have stayed there, dude.
Like a fucking Everest climber.
Like a bar, you're like a fucking shell on the hull of the boat, dude.
Oh, dude.
It's like a barnacle, dude. You just lay there.
Killing
like,
me, I'm sorry.
Nah. Dude, I took the quite possibly the lamest tumble the other night. I was going up. It was like, you know, I always shut all the lights out. I like to walk up in the pitch black. Well, you know, relatively dark. In my first floor, there's still like light coming through the windows. But I'm carrying my nightly glass of water up and I go to like turn the blinds. So
my nightly glass of water.
I can't sleep without water. Next time, so I get my nightly glass. It's the fucking vessel, dude.
You need a glass of water.
Yeah, but it's the nightly glass.
It's different than your nightly glass.
it's different than any other glass. The nightly glass hits so much different.
Oh, yes.
So I have it, dude. And it's like, sometimes I sip a little like on the way up and have to like turn around. I'm like, dude, that's my nightly glass. I need to flip the brim. So I'm like sitting there, I'm carrying it, and I fucking go to twist the blinds to close them, and I tumbled, just like safely fell on my couch, but just spilled the water all over me. I was like, no, fuck! It was such a nerd tumble. It was fully like, again, no injuries whatsoever. I just tripped on my couch, like, nah! And there were seconds of water just hit me. I was like, dude, I fucking suck so bad.
Yeah.
In a dark room, just fucking wet, just like
covered in water. Great.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Now I have to dry off before bed. Great.
I went right up and told my babe. I said, you probably love this because you fucking hate me.
Yeah.
But I fucking
you would enjoy this.
You would have loved to have seen me fucking fall.
I was just
like
embarrassed alone. Which is hard to do.
Yeah, I'd rather have you cackling at me at my fucking expense because you love to see me fail. She they goes in enemy. She's the babes that, all do. Dude, they would, dude, if you got hit by a car, do. They'd have to surprise, they'd be like,
they love it. My woman here would remember cheering against me in UFC?
Yep.
What?
What the hell?
Support me.
Yeah, dude, especially.
Especially in the octagon.
Dude. Yeah, dude, people get hurt.
Well, Measy, I just took some aggression out on you, dude. You just got punished, brother.
What are you mad at?
No, I'm not mad at you. No, I do hate you.
I think
comments.
He's mad at your outrageous claims that you can lift 265 pounds bench press.
Yeah, with no warm up. Yeah.
Dude, we're fucking lifting heavy. That would have been fine like a year ago to talk about that. We wouldn't have cared. But now, it's
me and Matt have been lifting heavy. You should have seen me. Yesterday, dude.
Don't fucking talk.
You couldn't even imagine what I was doing yesterday.
Yeah, lifting.
I don't
weights.
Even know what they're called.
What?
It's doing like you got to spread your legs and hold a kettlebell in between and do. You go like side to side lunges on each leg.
Damn,
it's fucking impossible, dude.
How much you do with that? 1,000 pounds.
Easily. Easy. That's what. This is how it all started. Me and Ahmed lifted, and he in the green room before the show. He's just like, "Did you guys lift?" We're like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Who lifted more?" And just immediately made it a competition. And then
it's not a competition either, Lamar.
Just immediately, he's just standing there, didn't lift, just standing there, and he's like, "I could lift more." I was like, "Dude, why are you doing this to me? Why are you getting me going?
Trying to have
like
a fun
this?
Time."
Yeah.
You put a bug in your crawl.
And then as soon as we got done saying it, he's like, "No, you started it." And I was like, "God damn it."
Wow.
It's I can right. do it, though. I can.
265.
I yeah.
One rep max.
Yep.
We can settle this tomorrow, dude.
We can settle it right now. Yeah. I told my trainer yesterday about it.
Load him up.
And I said, "Can we go into that gym tomorrow so Lemaire can bench 265? He said, "Yes."
Let's go.
He also said he didn't believe in you. I said, the guy hasn't benched in probably a decade, and he claims 265, just, he knows it in
what's
his
soul. What'd the trainer say?
He laughed. He said, "That's very funny." He said, "Ha, ha, ha, ha."
It's crazy that he just underestimated me, because I'm a freak, dude. I'll do it.
You're a freak?
I'm a freak, dude.
Why are you saying you're a freak?
Because I'm a freak.
Yeah, but what evidence? You can't just say I'm a freak.
True, that's a good point.
Oh, this was, you know, dude, this was making me laugh so hard. We were driving... We were going to the Reds batting practice, and Lemaire was like, I play a little baseball. I was like, dude, you told me about your baseball career. Don't. I think he forgot he told me. It was so funny. It's my favorite story about Lemaire. He quit. He was just he walked off the field.
Oh, yeah. You left your position.
He just walked straight home. Just standing in the outfield playing with bugs. Just like, you know what? It's time for some Street Fighter, pizza rolls. I'm walking straight off the field.
That's crazy, dude.
Legendary.
Because you were saying you got to go in there if they like.
Oh, get a, yeah, we were up. Saying, yeah, I was like, if at BP, they're like, I'd be like, dude, can we get one pitch?
Yeah.
I just want to see it.
Oh, my God.
You have to if you're there.
Did they give it to you?
No, I had no understanding of batting practice.
What'd they do?
No, it's fully, it's just T-ball? Two Major League Baseball teams. They're not just letting dudes out on the field. I got there. I was like, I'm a fucking moron that I thought this was.
You thought there was a guy being like, all right, center left.
Yeah.
Heads up, second base.
They actually do that.
Do they really?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Guys like just slowly field balls. Yeah. It was awesome, though. It was awesome.
Batting practice would be sick.
Yeah.
HRD would be nice, too. A little nice. HRD.
Got to see Votto hit some BP. Lemaire left a minute before we got in. As soon as you walked away, they were like, all right. Did suck, though. That sucked. We were standing outside for like an hour. And just outside the stadium. It was the one day it was 90 degrees in Cincinnati. Just standing there getting cooked. It was tough.
So you took off and you didn't get into the stadium?
No, I took a scoot to the game store.
Freak. You walked away from the game again. You walked away from the game again for the second time in your life. He was walking away from the game. Why do you keep walking away from the game, dude?
Keep walking into the cornfield, disappearing.
It's not my game, dude. It's not my game.
What's your game? Bench press is your game, dude.
Powerlifting.
By the way, you are built to be a perfect powerlifter. You could squat 9,000 pounds, dude.
No, dude, I could totally do the 265. I'm not even worried about it.
You do have short arms.
Short arms, big chest. He is strong.
Yeah, I know.
Undeniably strong.
No doubt.
But I just don't. I don't love the confidence having no. I don't think you've ever done it.
Listen, 265. I don't know if I've ever. No, I've never tried to max out though.
Yeah, but when's the last time you benched? That's the only thing that I'm.
It was the pandemic. It was at a YMCA last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn, right. It wasn't that bad for you.
All right. We got some. What were you doing? Do you remember?
Well, like I was doing the arm johns.
All right.
I was doing knees.
That's what I'm talking about.
You were hanging from fucking walk, like crosswalk signs and doing pull ups.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, hopefully we can settle that as soon as we get done with this.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That would make me very happy. Either way, it's going to be a victory.
Yeah, it's win-win.
If he gets it, awesome. It's hilarious.
Awesome.
If he doesn't get it, I'm going to squeal in his face.
If he doesn't get it,
I'm not going to help him lift the bar up off his chest, and I'm going to put my face over you and go, I say, squeal, swine.
He'll have to live under it until he can push it up. He'll be like the lady in the coffin in Kill Bill, dude. You have to punch him out.
Nice. Hey.
Back to us, dude.
Hey, back to the real show. So you filmed first ever comedy special.
This
weekend.
It was awesome.
How did it go?
I think it went well. It was, I did the brutal workout the day of. I don't know. I was just like killing time. I was like, I'm going to fucking. And it was because I was doing it with Billy. So he's like, oh, dude, this is going to be the hardest shit ever. So I kept being like, sorry, it's not that bad. I couldn't help but be like, this isn't that bad.
Yeah.
Like, I left and was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
So then since I had lifted so much, I was like, well, I need to eat a lot. So I didn't eat much for the first show, and then that night I went out and I pigged on Mexican food and ate like the spiciest fucking hot sauce possible. And I've had this stuff before. I knew it was a little spicy. I didn't know how spicy it was, dude. It was like I was like hiccuping. It was so hot.
Yeah.
Then I like fucking rubbed it. It was on a paper towel, and I like went to blow my nose, and went all over my face. I was fucked up. Yeah. So I woke up. So day one went well. One show, great. Way too spicy food. Everything's fine. Woke up that morning like spicy, like diarrhea. Yeah, true.
It's a day in the life, baby. Woke up, got out of bed, had some spicy diarrhea.
Before the second show, I ate Indian food. So my ass was, dude, I don't know why I did this myself.
I get it. But when you film a special, it's just pure panic, it's anxiety, spaz, dude.
Dude, and I was telling McKeever.
At least you did that. I went and shaved my head.
Yeah, I didn't get the haircut. Thank God.
I was just walking. I was like, I got to make some change. I got to do something right now.
I was like, I'm going to
shave my fucking head before the special.
Well, that makes sense because you want your hair to look different.
Yeah.
Different show. I get that. But yeah, dude, I was telling McKeever, I was like, my stomach, between like the food I was eating and like the adrenaline I was like, my DNA thinks it's in the fucking Crusades, dude.
Yeah.
It's just nothing but like aromatic cuisines and just pure panic and just shitting. It was crazy. The diarrhea was unbelievable. I should have documented that as the intro.
Yeah. Just a loud shit. This camera follow you out from a loud shit straight to stage. That'd actually be pretty sick.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
But no, it went well, dude. It was fucking nerve-wracking, dude. The first, the day leading up to it, I was just like, fuck, dude. There's going to be so many cameras. I'm going to shit the bed just blank and be like, nope, I'm not doing this. My negative self is still strong. And it was just like, dude, what if, hear me out here, brother. What if you fucking go up there and go, camera one, camera two.
It's just the whole special. Staring straight in every camera.
I give myself no credit at all. That's
of course.
In my head, I was like, there's a 40% chance I'm going to go, oh.
It's just, you can see the camera, you just go.
Dude, then I got out and the first show was fine. I was like, what the fuck? I'm nuts.
It's so scary.
I was for sure convinced I was going to go, what is this? This is the mic for the crowd?
Take all your clothes off. Should have a full mental breakdown. Yeah, I even talking about it right now is giving me the willies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got like 2 more weeks.
At least you've been through it before, though.
Not like this one.
Yeah, true.
It was a theater with big cameras. Cameras. I'm just going to go.
Even more so, dude. Oh.
Yeah, yeah, with the YouTube, I felt like...
Go out. How many levels is this theater?
Woo, that's big.
How many people here again? Oh, that's like the size of my high school.
So many, fucking 10 times the size of my high school.
Shit.
Yeah, it's one of the worst feelings.
Yeah, it stunk. I was...
You experienced the blues a little after the post-special blues. Yeah. Dude. At least you were, I had to sit by myself.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
It was very, very weird.
Yeah, that would have been crazy. I did have a touch of sweetness, though. I had on the, I did a 4:30 p.m. show, and Maya got to come to that. So yeah, that was, dude, she got to chill backstage and just watching the cameras. And dude, right before I went on, so I was like, she came, it was like Gardini was about to go up. She came back and she was like, she loves the idea of being at my work. She's like, I'm at daddy's work. She loves it.
Oh.
So she came back, she's looking at the, like, the little monitors and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I said something to her, and she was like, you're funny, daddy. And I was like,
thank you.
Oh, I was going to cry, dude. She killed me.
I would have cried.
I know. She killed me.
I almost cried on stage this weekend.
What happened?
My uncle died. Oh. And then towards the end of my set, I found out that day, like before the show, and I was on stage, and I was like, in my head, while they're laughing and clapping, I was like, he was so proud of me.
Oh.
And there was just a part where I was like, just looked at a camera. Anyway, I should have brought that up.
Yeah, no, that's
your daughter saying that is, but then so I
came,
fucking
this
sweet.
Was the worst. I came off because she was only there for a little bit and left to get dinner, so I came off and I was like, yeah, that one was all right. I mean, I'm just going like full psycho talk, and I'm like, after like 5 minutes, I'm like, hey, where's Maya? And Brittany's like, you're just fucking realizing right now. I was like, yeah, all right, come on. I'm fucking coming in. I'm coming in from another fuck. I'm had to like step down back in the stratosphere, bro. But yeah, dude, it was my parents came to one of the shows. That was really nice. They haven't seen me do stand up for like probably 12 years.
Ooh.
So they came.
Big jump.
Yeah, that was So they got my dad got stopped at the door. He brought a gun and a knife on him. He had the hawk on him and that thing. He had a hawk and a toast on him. Yeah, he was like, because I saw my mom. I'm like, oh, where's dad? She's like, he's back in the car. I know why.
I'm not going into the city.
Dude, he came back in the city, dude. He came up like Bayou Billy, dude.
Going into the city, you need to bring a gun. If you've been outside the city for a while.
Dude, having the hawk is so funny. The gun, nuts. He had a 9mm on him and then a knife. Like, fire his last shot.
What'd they say?
They were like, dude, they metal detector. They do the wand. God bless you.
Thanks, bro.
They do the wand, and they wanded him. They were like, dude, you have the hawk and the toast on you? He's like, yeah.
So I didn't think those things worked.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, yeah, they got him. I told him, I'm like, dude, next time, let me know. I'll let you in the back if you want to keep that thing on.
Yeah, if you need the handgun during my special, you could it'd be like Manchester by the Sea if you bombed.
True.
Get off stage and just take it out of his holster.
That was my best show, the one they were at. That was sweet.
That was the one I was most worried for you.
I know, me too.
As soon as I heard a bunch of your family was coming,
they were sprinkled through.
You're fucking this thing up,
dude. There was parts of there. My whole family was there on the one night, on the one show, like my cousins and stuff.
Yeah.
There was one show I did where like I was sitting there on stage and I'd be blah blah blah. Then I'd look out and be like, oh, there's one of my neighbors, and I talk, and I'd be like, oh, there's a guy I went to high school with.
Yeah.
And it was just, I started getting like spun out. I was just like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah, that's tough.
It went well, though. It went well. We did, we recorded a bunch, and I'm excited. I'm trying not to be a big baby and be like, can I see it now? Can I see it now, please? Can I please see it now?
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting. They said tomorrow or Wednesday, so I'm like, that's fine.
I do this thing where if I see someone in the crowd, I just convince myself it's somebody I know. I'm like, oh, that's that guy. And the whole show, I'm like, it's just the one guy. Then the lights come on at the end. I'm like, that was not that guy. That was not even close to that guy. I did that. Oh, fuck. Who was it? I was convinced it was like a famous actress.
Really?
And the whole time I was like, holy shit, I can't believe she's here. Dude, I thought it was like For real, I don't remember who it was. I thought it was like a Meryl Streep level
God damn.
Famous actress in the front row of the whole show. Funny. I was like, just looking at a woman that was like, what?
That's hilarious. Yeah, yeah, I had the opposite. It was like one of my friends from high school. I was kind of like, is that him? And yeah. I was like, that looks just like, and I was like, wait a second here.
It is him.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a cool experience, man. I'm glad I'm through it. I'm done with it.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty, I could have seen myself never doing that, you know, just wondering.
Yeah, you had to do that.
Yeah, you have to. But yeah, I'm glad. It was nice too. I had to like think about how to talk and everything. I just, I'm like, blah, 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 and I was like, oh fuck, you have to talk clearly.
Yeah.
Shit. So that was it. Just minding my mannerisms and stuff.
Mannerisms is
my hands. So I'm like this. I do this a lot, I think. I go.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
That was pretty much it, dude. But yeah, you should have seen Sean, dude. Hero of the weekend.
The guard dog.
Dude, he had to do like
what a legend.
12 or 13 complete no, ledge. No. 12 to 13 up front. House, I didn't know what the house lights were. I didn't know meant all the lights were on in the room. I thought it was just like a little light.
Yeah.
That like, you know, you could lower. Gardini was doing 12 minutes up front, cold audience, totally lit room.
Why? Why were the house lights on?
It was like, McKeever had this idea that like you keep him up, and then when I went on, because it was like announcement, and then it dropped, the lights would, that way it would like, as there was going to be a gap between Sean and me for like filming purpose, some sort of filming purpose. So then like he was like, the lights will drop, and then that'll signify to the audience. So I was like, yeah, that sounds cool to me. I thought they were like dim and then dimmer.
Yeah.
Gardini was out there in the blistering fucking heat.
Oh my
dude.
God.
Dude. And then after I got everybody. Done, he had to come out and do the check spot.
Oh my.
So I got done. I mean, I was a total prima donna.
No, there you were.
I was a total prima donna.
It was
all
your
week.
Special night.
Sure, it was my special night.
I was happy to help.
My night's up. But dude, he was out there. Just people would stand up.
I was fighting.
I had to watch him do it like five times.
Yeah.
Me and Noah sang the national anthem, though. That was the one nice
That's
time.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, and I came out. I came out to the very end. I came out, brothers in arms, and I was like, I'll come out with you. Almost left him out to dry. I was like, saw him out there. I was like, man, I'm a little tired. I don't feel like going back out there.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I can't leave.
You
him
went
like
back,
that.
Dude.
I said, I can't leave him
like
that.
Like Barcelona.
Yeah. No, we went out. It was fun. We had a little, we had some talk. Some guy was saying, he's like, dude, I got my kid. I didn't get my kid circumcised because you said it was bad. And then like 3 weeks later, you said it. Maybe it's not that bad of an idea. I was like, you can always wait, dude.
Great.
Yeah, I was like, you can always wait, you know. You don't have to do it right now. I told him, I'm like, if you catch him masturbating, take him right to the hospital and fucking cut his fucking skin off.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Just mutilate him.
Trans him.
True. Back and forth. How many times do you think you can trans back and forth before you die?
Probably like twice, dude. That's.
You think you can only do it twice?
It's a pretty vicious surgery.
True.
Yeah.
Imagine getting reunited with it. Can you freeze your dong just in case? No, I think you have to turn it inside out to make a vagina. Dude.
It's like sauerkraut.
Mr. Garrison, that's a cartoon, Sean. We're talking about real fucking life and real. Sean, we're talking about real Americans.
We're talking about real Americans, dicks, and pussies. We're
talking about our United States military.
Speaking of the military. Shout out to the SEALs. Let's go. They came through.
How those mainland SEALs versus the West Coast SEALs?
They're good. They're the sniper boys.
Ooh.
Extra scary.
Prairie fellers.
Yeah. No, they were. That's just where the training is. They're from all over.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. But it was good. Good time. Good hang.
Dude, can I float a theory by you?
I'd love to hear it.
So Noah was at Pride Parade. His business, his life. I don't even care. It's whatever. He was at Pride Parade.
He was just walking
around.
What were you doing there?
I was walking through. I was walking home from my girlfriend's, and I said, I'll check this out.
Yeah.
Walking home from your girlfriend's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's his name?
So Noah's walking through, and he was saying
got that one from the snipers.
You said there's a lot of naked people, right?
There was a few naked people.
Naked people. Lemaire said he walked through as well.
Obviously.
And he said he was getting raging hard-ons. Yeah. But he was saying that there was...
Wait.
I said there's naked ladies.
Because of the babes.
He's choosing.
Okay.
He? Yeah, there's babes.
And you got a boner walking through?
Dude, I was fucking boned up.
You're going to pop the floats, dude. Yeah, like, so Lemaine was saying there's a bunch of black lesbians.
Black lesbians.
Black lesbians there. Were they on a float, Lemaire, or they were just posted up together?
They were just posted up.
Oh, yeah, the black lesbians were just posted. Big, big old black... Posted up
dude,
on the corner.
Dude, Noah, man. What the hell?
Noah.
Noah, can you please?
It's PC. My friends are lesbians.
Dude, Jesus Christ, Noah.
Yeah.
Studs is the preferred term.
Studs. Actually, I do think in the African-American community, it is fairly okay to...
True.
To say the D word, I would never.
Yeah, true. Jesus Christ, no.
That's not a word I use, even off
stud. Mic. I actually prefer studs phonetically.
Studs is nice.
Well, here's my theory. My theory is that, so the mayor said there was a bunch of studs, black lesbians, catcalling white ladies, pogs, basically, fat ass white ladies.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Pretty awesome. The theory I floated to the mayor, and he seems to be in agreement. I don't know what's in his heart, but I'm saying that black lesbians, on the terms of the cool hierarchy, are neck and neck with white guys, straight white men. I would say straight white men and black lesbians are just as cool as each other. And I think black lesbians hate that fact.
And black guys are the coolest?
They're cooler than us and black lesbians, yes, I'd say. For the time being.
True.
For the time being.
Till we rise
up. All empires fall. All empires fall.
True.
All empires
fall.
There
are cracks in the empire right now.
Oh, dude, yeah. For sure. For sure. For sure.
It's time for the white people to become cool.
We could. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
we've done it before.
Yeah, dude, we will be back. But yeah, I think that would be a contentious point if you were to meet a stud and bring that up, but I think it's the absolute truth.
In the hierarchy of coolness, you're saying us and black lesbians are tied?
I think we're neck and neck. I honestly, to be fair, I might be kind of, you know, a bit partial ourselves, but I think we're a little bit above them.
I don't know. Every black lesbian I'm friends with is cool.
Yeah, but I think they try too hard to be cool. Cool just emanates off us easier, in my opinion. I saw it. I was there. Me and Brittany were out eating the one night, and it was just studs. It was a studdle date, dude. It was two studs with their babe.
It was stud love.
And dude, Brittany kept getting mad at me because I kept like anything they were doing. I kept trying to copy their and I was like, they're trying too hard. I was like, they're trying too hard. I'm just swagged out. I'm naturally swagged out.
You are naturally swagged.
Yeah, I think they're forcing the swag.
A little bit. I have nothing against them. I think they're cool. They're cooler than Asian dudes. They're cooler than Asian dudes.
White lesbians might be dead last. They are fucking brutal, dude.
You knocked the wind out of me with that, dude.
They might be dead last.
No.